All right. Welcome, Nick. How's it going?
Hey, Matt. What's up?
Not much. This is our first podcast. We really have nothing to talk about. We did a great layout of what we want to talk about, just basically categories, but have no content. This is going to be boring. So, actually, since this is our first podcast and we're gonna see how many of these we can do, we should at least talk about what the outline of our show or podcast is going to be. So, first, what we want to talk about is just technology news, what's going on in technology. And we want to talk about or go over a how-to on how to do something. It can range from something as simple as how to add a music, a song to a playlist, to the proper way to defrost your car. Yeah, who knows? And then Nick will do a Linux tip.
Yep. I think this would be perfect for a video podcast right here. A how-to, we could put it right out, I'm telling you.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. We could do a video podcast, bring it right out there into the snow, and show how to use a tape cassette case to scrape off the ice on your car.
I use CDs, actually.
Do you use CDs? Yeah, I guess I'm kind of outdated then. Actually, somebody showed me once to use a Tupperware bowl.
Nice.
And just put it right on the window and start scraping it.
That's not bad.
And then after we do some sort of Linux tip, we want to go into a Windows tip. And then after the Windows tip, we'll go into an Apple tip. And then we want to talk a little bit about Active Directory. And once we get done with Active Directory, we're going to talk about what our open software package of the week is going to be. Then we have our website of the week, and we finish with a corny joke. That's going to be our favorite part.
I think most people are going to turn it off right around the Active Directory tip.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be neat.
This is how you rename a domain.
Oh, boy. No, don't get me started on that. So, technology news. There's some stuff going on in technology.
Have you seen the new updates for the Sony DRM, actually?
The new
update? The whole case?
No. What's going on?
Well, I guess someone just found out that if you declined the EULA when it goes to install their rootkit, it still installed itself anyways. So the Texas Attorney General, who was suing him, has like revamped everything he was doing to apply this part of the case too.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to be in big trouble, I think.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Because it's going to be on a lot of computers even after everything is said and done. Because a lot of people still don't realize, you know, what it means to have that on your computer, or that they do have it on their computer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be pretty neat. So Sony's in a lot of trouble for that.
Pretty neat stuff.
And technology news. See what else is going on. Microsoft released some patches. Actually, I think they're patching the Sony rootkit now. Or they're at least doing something to help people who have the problem. So as long as we keep pushing out updates, everything will be okay.
Yeah.
And if you want to find out if you have it on your computer, I guess you can put... What is it? You rename it like $sys$, and then anything after that, and it will disappear.
Yeah.
Give a shot. See what happens. what else? Go ahead.
New OpenOffice release.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that. 2.0 is out.
201.
Oh, 201. Even better. Yeah. I heard it's a big improvement over previous versions.
Some bug fixes. And I think there was some new updates, like some new saved cursor feature. Like if you hit a key command, it jumps back to where your cursor was previously or something.
Huh.
I don't know.
Now, weren't there supposed to be the 2.0 release? Wasn't that pretty recent?
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be a big change?
Yeah, big interface changes. It's supposed to be pretty, a little bit speedier, I think.
That's good.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet, unfortunately. Well, and the Macintosh, they have the different version of Office, what is it called? I got it on here, J Office or something like that.
Office J.
Office J, yeah.
Yeah, it's, so. but they're not going to actually move to the 2.0 branch. They're staying at 1, something to do with Java or I don't know.
Well,
but OpenOffice has sworn that they're going to do actual OS X port of OpenOffice.
Oh, well, that would be good. That would be good. Because I'm not a big fan of that Office J. It never really did anything for me.
That's okay. And the current open office isn't bad. It runs under X, but they said they were going to do a port, and then they decided they weren't going to do it because there wasn't enough developers. And just recently, they said they were going to decide to do it again. So, could be good.
One other thing I'd like to do in the technology news is bring up some of the latest virus threats that are going around. And if we go to securityresponse.symantec.com, they have the list of the top virus threads or threats. Currently, the top one is w32.spybot.acdm. And actually, I ran across this today in one of the districts I work in. It was actually on two computers sitting there. It was finding it, but it couldn't delete it. So we just had to get rid of it, and everything was okay.
I think there's an even newer instant messenger virus out, isn't there? Or worm?
Boy, what was the name of it? We dealt with that one just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I was just reading the other day though, that there's an even newer one.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Can't keep up with them.
Well, I guess we've already educated our users that you don't want to open email from people that you don't know, and even if you do know them, be careful. Now we just gotta tell them the same about instant messages, because just because someone sends you an e-card doesn't mean they really sent it to you. If Nick, if I ever get an e-card from you, I'll be a little leery because I've never ever gotten one from you.
Well, I wouldn't expect one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you if you get an e card for me,
All
just delete
right.
it.
Yeah. Probably a good idea. So, what do you want to do for a how-to?
How to? I like the snow scraping. That wasn't
The snow
bad.
scraping. Okay, well, we could say we already covered that topic. Put the piece of Tupperware bowl on the glass and start scraping away. Gets all of it in a couple swipes.
Maybe we could. If we do a website side of this podcast, maybe we could do like I don't know, like a scripting example or something like that, and then it could be downloads that go with it or something.
Yeah, that's actually one thing I'd like to do too. Nick and I are both into scripting. He does more on the Linux side, actually a lot more on the Linux side, and I like to do the VB scripting on the Windows side and some batch file stuff as well. And between the two of us, we could have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting more into it, doing Bash, Expect now. Good stuff. Some Apple scripts still, but not as much. Mostly just to wrap up Bash scripts.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a Windows tip. And this is one I ran across. I don't remember which website it was, but it was actually really interesting. I hadn't actually seen this before. But if you are using Windows and you have a lot of actually Windows open, so your desktop is covered, and you want to move something from a folder to either your desktop or a folder on your desktop, you can easily do that by highlighting all the files, and if you drag the files down to your empty spot on your taskbar, all the open windows will disappear, exposing your desktop. And at that
Really?
point, yeah, and at that point, you can just drag and drop the files into the location you want.
Wow, I didn't
Yeah,
know
it's I ran across that and pretty happy when I saw that. It works well.
that. That's cool. That's one of those things you just don't like. Windows has a lot of things, even though I don't like it, has a lot of things that you wouldn't even know were there. And it always takes me by surprise when I see something like that.
Yeah. Yep. And actually, one of the things I do like is Expose and OS X. Whenever I go back to a Windows computer, I move my mouse down to the lower left-hand corner to try to get everything to zip out of the way.
It's one of those things you can't live without once you've used it for a while.
Yep. So, what about any Linux tips?
Linux tips. I don't know. What have I been doing lately? Geez, besides scripting, been working with DNS servers, streaming servers. I'm trying to think if there's anything that's worthy of a tip. Jeez. Oh, I can give you a Mac tip. I
Okay.
just got this one today.
All right, let's hear the Mac tip.
Okay, there's this great new program called Service Scrubber. I just caught this today, where it actually lets you edit the service menu in OS X. So if you go to, say, you have an app open and you go up to the menu bar up at the top, there's a services menu that's filled with tons of junk, and it's pretty much become useless. This actually allows you to edit that. So you can just put in there what you want. It's actually, and then it becomes pretty useful actually. So,
That's
pretty
actually
decent tip.
that's a good point. What is the purpose of that services pull down?
Well, so you can run commands against, like, say, highlighted text or pictures you have selected through programs through that services menu. So you don't have to like open up, say I wanted to like SCP a file to a Linux server. I didn't want to have to open up Fugu and then throw it over there. I could just highlight the file, go to the services menu, and then tell it to send to the server, and it will open up Fugu for me and do it all and set it up. Kind of like it's just a shortcut. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, yeah, that's actually pretty handy.
Yeah, but when it's filled with tons of junk, it's just not worth anything. I've never even used it before today, so.
I think the key, though, is that you have to highlight something first.
Yeah.
Because I've tried to use that before, and I always get error messages, and then I say, oh, this is a worthless feature, and just ignore it.
Yeah.
So that's good to know. I'll have to play around with that.
Yep. I think I got that off Download Squad, so if anyone's interested, pretty good site for new, just random programs, freeware, and things like that.
Awesome. That is awesome. All right, so now we have some of this stuff out of the way. You know what the funny thing about this particular podcast is? We really haven't come up with a name yet. You know, it seems like all the good podcasts out there have cool names. We don't
have
one.
I'm thinking the worst podcast ever.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that were taken. Actually, there's one I do listen to, Kevin Devin, In the Trenches. I like it a lot, and I was thinking on the way home today that we could do one called In the Server Room, because we don't really go out in the trenches that much.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely don't. You're out more than I am.
Yeah, but it's we prefer being in the server room.
How about Sounds of the Server Room? And we can just play that humming sound that you hear all day?
That's nice. Actually, that would be good for a video iPod. Turn the lights off, get the blinking LEDs going.
That'd be awesome.
All right, so now Active Directory tip. Let's see. Well, I can throw out one. If you're running Windows Server 2003 Active Directory, there's a nice feature where you can highlight a bunch of users and then right-click, go to Properties, and modify multiple users' properties at once. That's something I kind of like. In previous versions, we, in order to do the same thing, used to have to use AD Modify, which is a program Microsoft provided, or you had to script it yourself, which really isn't a big deal, but it's kind of a pain that you had to do it.
What program was this, you said?
Which one?
That you're just referring to.
It's within Active Directory, using Active Directory users and computers.
Oh, yeah, but is this on Server 2003, is what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Missed that part.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And one of the other nice features about it, say if you're changing home folder location,
mm-hmm.
if a user doesn't have a folder, we'll actually create a folder for them.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is
maybe
nice.
In the future you could go over what you're expecting for the next version of Server as far as Active Directory is concerned. There's a lot of cool features coming up.
Yeah, actually, that is true. I can talk about one of them right now. I saw a screenshot of the new group policies in Vista, and one of the things it supports is better printer management through group policy, where you can assign group policy to, I think it was to a computer in the computer section, although it may have been in both computer and user. Mm-hmm. And when they log in, they get the printers that you define.
That actually will be pretty handy.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly that you have to have a script set up to do something like that, as it is now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and let's see. What else do we have on our agenda? Let's see. Open source software of the week. Well, there's so many of them.
Yeah, I know.
We could actually open up a debate. We know about one of them. One of them is Etherreal.
That's what you're gonna pull out as the open source software of the week.
Yeah, but only because I recently heard on another podcast somebody talking about it, and they pronounced it Etherreal.
Oh.
So I'm not sure what the correct pronunciation of that is. I was,
you know, when I plug into the network at home, I always plug into a EtherealNet cable.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So, we'll have to see. But Ethereal or Etherreal is a program that allows you to sniff traffic off of a wire, which is pretty neat. It breaks it down into the different layers of TCP, so you can see the segment, the packet, and the frame, and check out all the header information and have a lot of fun with it. So, and of course, if you sniff encrypted data, you really can't make much sense of it. So I think that's you think that's a pretty corny open source software of the week.
Yeah, it's not really. I don't think anyone is going to be shocked to find Etherreal.
Yeah, it's a good point. But, you know, when there's no planning involved in the creation of a podcast, that's what you get thrown out there.
This is what you get.
Yeah, Etherreal.
I don't feel bad, because if anyone was willing to test out this podcast, then, you know, they get what they get.
Yeah. Well, say we keep on doing this, because we might say, okay, well, this was stupid, we're done. But say we keep on doing this and we put up all the podcasts, there's going to be somebody who decides, well, I want to listen from the beginning, and they're going to listen to this and say, well, yeah, I don't think I want to listen anymore.
Yeah, then we have to cut this one out. We're done. We'll just open next podcast with episode number one.
Yeah, this is what is it? 0.1 beta. Awesome. All right. Well, let's see. I'll have you do a website of the week.
Website of the week, huh?
Yeah, and don't do something like Google.com or.
Okay, well, I've been all over this new one called Yahoo.
Yeah, nice.
Actually, I'm kind of late to the game, but I'm just over the last month, I've been all over Dig, Dig.com, pretty good site. I think they're supposedly getting slashed out of run for their money these days. But,
yeah, they really are. Actually, one thing I like about Dig, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but is the custom RSS generation, where you can query a query and then turn your query into an RSS feed.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I don't like about it is the comment sections, they're not nested, so it kind of just gets chaotic. So there's no real discussion anything on any of the topics, but, you know, overall it's a pretty good idea, and they seem to come out with news a little bit faster than most of the other sites. New sites, I don't know if I'm really at anything new at this point. Same old, /. And Gadget, you know, OS News, all the good ones.
Yeah. I do like /. But actually, I've been listening to the /. Review podcast recently, and because of that, I've been not going to /. Website as often.
I can't stop now. I've been /. In my homepage for, I don't know, 5 years now something. Yeah.
Actually, there is a website, WinDrivers, that I used to go to years ago. And that used to be my homepage, and it was great because it had news stories and current memory prices and CPU prices. But then they made you subscribe, and I actually subscribed for the first year, and then when you subscribe, they didn't take the advertisements off, and I just thought it was just a pain. And they had so much of the page taken up with this banner saying you should subscribe and get all the benefits. And when you subscribe, nothing changed. It was just you got to subscribe. So,
you know, you could have ad blocked those.
Yeah, I know, but this was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh.
So.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, I know. So, website of the week.
Five or 6 years ago, website of the week.
You know, actually, that was one of the things I was thinking about doing for a podcast. I got a bunch of old magazines, and I was thinking about doing a time capsule podcast where we pretend it's like 1995, and we're talking about...
That would be pretty good, actually.
Yeah, actually, that would be pretty fun. Talk about waiting in line for Windows 95 and how great it was. And
my first Amiga workstation.
Awesome.
They're the future.
OS 2 is going to blow away Windows 3.1.
Yeah.
And now we got to do a corny joke.
You have a joke book there, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't. I really don't. Actually, I really don't have a joke. So.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Although, you know that peanut butter jelly song?
You're not going to play that, are you?
I'm not going to play it, but I have a son who's 3 years old, and he likes to sing it. And I played it for him a couple times, and he now sings it. And when he's done, he just says, baseball bat. It doesn't matter what part of the song he's at. When he's done, baseball bat.
Nice.
So it was a good time.
Good.
All right. Well, I think we covered everything. When we come out with the next one, we'll have a little more fun, and actually we had some fun today, but I think we'll have a little more, a little better idea of what we want to do, and we'll go from there.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, till next time.
Later.